Kia ora tātou katoa. Well, we've just wrapped up the first full day of the Auckland Writers Festival program. My name is Moata. I'm here with my colleagues Roberta, and today Marsha is with us, and we're going to talk about what our highlights were of the day and what we're looking forward to tomorrow. So, Roberta, how was your day today?
Well, Moata, I attended 5 different events and I blogged on 2 of them, and all I can say is I'm very grateful there's no video attached to this particular recording session because it ain't pretty. I'm just going to make my little roundup situational. Like, where would I like to have bumped into the authors that I met today? Herman Koch, who wrote The Dinner Party. I think I'd really like to meet him as a dinner party guest. He was great. Janet Smiley, I think I would turn to her if I wanted writing advice. Helene Wong is a very academic person, and I'd turn to her if research was what I was after. Vivian Gornick is the person most like me, and she's the one that I'd like to meet for a coffee and a chat. She was really great. And Jeanette Winterson and Susie Orbach, I'd probably turn to them for a relationships conversation. Everything was absolutely great today, so I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. And I think my highlight tomorrow is going to be going to the art gallery where Barbara Brook is going to be speaking about her book on New Zealand women in history. And that's the one that I'm really looking forward to.
Now, you said everything was great, but there was one session where you thought that the person sharing it wasn't so good.
Yeah. It is interesting how different the approaches of the different presenters are. And the presenter for Herman Koch was just having one of those really long-winded days. She herself, I think she was aware of it, that she was taking too long to get her questions out, backtracking, repeating herself, losing the end of the sentences, and then kind of not giving him time to respond. And he himself is quite a hesitant speaker, and his English isn't as good. And so the quality of the presenter can actually make quite a difference, but it didn't affect the overall event.
This is your first day at the festival, Marsha, and you went to a few things. What was the highlight for you today?
I think the highlight for me today was definitely Hanya Yanagihara. She's the author of A Little Life, a book that stretches over 745 pages. And I admit I haven't read it yet. And the thing that really touched me in everything she said was the special place that friendship plays in this book. And basically this book is her homage to friendship, and also a different type of adulthood, which she also lives in New York. And she was just saying how uncomfortable we are with adults who don't fit into the model of nuclear family. So that was definitely the most interesting session of today. The other one that I attended was with Paula Hawkins, the author of Domestic Noir Mystery, that was extremely popular last year, The Girl on a Train. And it's really interesting to see, I draw some parallels between Paula and Hanya, even though they're very different. They both are living the different adulthood. And they both went through a struggle to finish their books. Hanya was writing every evening after her work for 18 months, and Paula was writing 6 months nonstop and had to borrow money from her father to survive. And the last one was Edward Carey, and he was great ending to the day because he was very cheerful and funny in his English way. And he was telling us about how crazy Victorians are and all the funny objects that they invented and how he incorporated this into his young adult trilogy. Okay, and tomorrow, mostly, I'm looking forward to attending a workshop with David Eagleton, who has just won the New Zealand Book Award Prize for his poetry collection. But he will be giving workshop on reviews, so he will explain to us how to write a good review, which I'm hoping is going to be very handy for me. So I'm looking forward to that. And in the morning, I can't wait to see Liz Pichon doing some doodling on the stage and telling us all about Tom Gates, her brilliant character. And also Marlon James, who's last year's Man Booker winner with his brief history of Seven Killings. I think that's it for tomorrow.
Okay, so another busy day for you. For myself, I went to several sessions today. Probably my favourite would be the State of America, which was the one that I'd picked out that I thought was going to be my favourite. Astrophysicists named Jana Levin, Gloria Steinem and Thomas Mellon, chaired by Guy and Espiner. And it was, they were just so smart and all really don't like Donald Trump. So for someone with my political proclivities, that was just perfect. And it was so many great lines that they came out with. And Gloria Steinem was kind of a rock star. She walked out on stage and she got massive applause. She had the leather jacket and, you know, she's 81, but she's still rocking it. So that was great. I also saw Bill Oddie this evening. During that session, they actually played a clip from when he came to New Zealand to do a telethon, and I think it was 1980 or thereabouts, and they somehow dug out some footage of that, and that was pretty hilarious. And there was a session today about the moot of it was, is the South Island another country? And they had Fiona Farrell, Brian Turner and Joe Bennett, and that was chaired by Jesse Mulligan. And Jesse Mulligan did a really good job. I always feel sorry for anybody who has to share a stage with Joe Bennett because he's just so rambunctious and he just kind of takes over. But he did well. And Fiona Farrell read a little from her book, The Villa at the Edge of the Empire, and it actually made me cry a little bit. So I think I might have to read that. That was really good. For tomorrow, a YA author named Michael Grant in the morning. That should be interesting. Peter Garrett, former rock star turned politician. He's written his memoir, so I guess he'll be talking about that. So that should be interesting to hear. But definitely the Gloria Steinem session in the evening. Got a little taste of her today, but this will be a whole session just her. And I'm really looking forward. I'm a fan, I guess. So that's me for tomorrow. That's all from us for today. Tune in again tomorrow.